This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Since Christmas, rain has been falling practically nonstop in the state of Oregon. And because of the flooding and mudslides, more than half of the state's counties have been declared disasters. The latest estimate to repair the damage is more than $20 million, and that cost is expected to rise. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Rob Manning reports.
Wet weather in the Northwest is nothing new. But this winter is shaping up to be Oregon's wettest and most damaging in a decade. Some of the worst damage this year is on Oregon's coast. Winding roads there have closed, and landslides have damaged and even destroyed homes. In the coastal community of Astoria, houses perch along high bluffs with beautiful views of the Columbia River. Now the view there is a lot scarier. Oregon Governor Ted Kulongoski recently talked about visiting an Astoria neighborhood that's literally falling off the hillside.
What this is a 10-unit subdivision on the side of a hill, and one of them that I actually physically went into, it is sliding down the hill. It's uninhabitable. The homeowners have only lived there for about 9 months. They are moving out.
Construction crews are now trying to stabilize the slope, though it's too late for the home the governor visited and its former resident, Cheryl Toftemark.
This was our past, present, and future, and we love it, except for some minor building deficiencies.
Those deficiencies include a cracked foundation and split walls, yet Toftemark and her husband, John, have kept their sense of humor. He says he and his wife are temporarily going to live in a summer house offered up by a Portland family.
So now we're staying there till the end of the month. We haven't planned beyond that yet. We're taking things one step at a time.
Rain is no stranger to Oregon, but this winter it's 50% above normal on the coast. Even so, Governor Kulongoski won't blame the damage from the landslides on the weather alone. He says local officials need to plan for heavy rains when deciding where to build, and perhaps say no to cliffside developments.
Obviously, it's a place we would want to live because it had an overlooking the Columbia River and the bay. It was just absolutely beautiful, but it was sliding down to the bottom of the hill, and I think that local governments are going to have to do a much better job of making the assessment of where they put these homes at.
It's a long winter, and it's possible that landslides will only be the beginning of the problem. In 1996, rivers flooded entire towns, in part due to rapidly melting mountain snow that followed heavy rain. State climatologist George Taylor says this winter began wet, like 96, but he's still studying whether the devastation of 10 years ago will repeat itself.
All in all, it's unlikely that we'd get a major record-setting event again this year, but it could happen. And certainly the stage is set for that because the ground is saturated, the rivers are full, and if we do get a major event, then we're going to see massive flooding.
So far, major population centers like Portland have been spared much of the landslides and flooding, and meteorologists say they'll stay safe even if the current weather pattern continues. But on the coast, locals say that no change is bad news. In places like Astoria, continued rain means more closed roads and more houses sliding toward the sea. For NPR News, I'm Rob Manning in Portland.